What's up, everybody? My name is Ryko, and we got Box over there, and that makes this Get Wrecked, the gaming podcast where every topic is barely researched and the facts don't matter. That's right, the facts are like the reviews that you read on Steam.
You did it again, Ryko, you beautiful son of a bitch.
They don't mean much. Sometimes, most of the time, pretty much all of the time. Box, what are we talking about today?
Today we're going to be talking about Blessed. It's called Blessed Unleashed. I always want to call it Blessed Unleashed. It's probably Blessed Unleashed. I was right. Because I was like, maybe it's Blessed Unchained. No. Blessed Unleashed.
Bless. Actually, it's just Bless.
I say Blessed.
But it's just Bless. But it's with a T. Blessed.
Blessed.
I'm the blessed.
I'm the blessed.
Blessed. I'm the blessed. Stop. We're going to get copyright.
Hey, man. They can't copyright us. Not on that one. That's right. It's a parody.
That's true.
This is just like fucking, what's his name, Vanilla Ice, and he's like, I didn't steal Under Pressure, because it went doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot, I go doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot, it's different, and I'm like,
different.
It's different, so I'm like, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, that's it, blessed.
Blessed.
With a T. With a T. It's not with a T. It's just Bless.
It's Bless. The game's with no T. Bless. Like, bless you. But I'm blessed.
He is the blessed around. And nothing's ever going to keep him down. But, yeah, so we're talking about this game. We've been playing it a little bit, right? Too many hours. But we've been playing it, and it's been fun so far.
Yeah, I gotta say, out of some MMOs that we have been trying, we would give it like a little bit of leeway, and then kind of just, to me, I get burned out. I don't get much into most MMOs anymore.
Yeah.
But when we tried this one, I can truly say I was blessed.
Yeah. truthfully, he was, because I play a cleric, and he was blessed.
I was blessed, which is great. So like, This game, I don't really remember when it originally came out. I do know it was also for the PS4 and Xbox, but we just recently got this on Steam. I'm just gonna throw it out there.
Sixth.
Better on PC.
Yeah, definitely better on PC. And I think there was even like, I want to say there was a mobile version of the game, but I can't remember if there was. You know what's crazy is, like, this is actually a re-release, right? Because I think there was originally this game called Bless. I think it was just Bless Online or something like that. And a lot of...
Yeah. You play as a main character named Kirito.
Birito.
Birito.
Yeah, you can't. Come on, bro. This is a parody.
And Bosca.
Oh, God. No. Every time I think about that show, I'm just like, it's so good. And then everybody says, like, it's got... Everybody says it's good. Like, it's still good. And I'm just like, it's not. It's, you know, that elf saga really...
It was terrible.
Really killed it for me.
So, like, wasn't that still part of season one?
Yeah. Like the first part... I thought... When Sword Art Online, when I first started watching it, and I didn't know anything about it, I was like, wow, this is gonna be a cool show, and it's gonna all take place in the same game. No, it doesn't.
They should have. I know that we're supposed to be talking about this MMO, but we're gonna talk about that MMO.
Right.
Well, not the real MMO, but that universe. So in the anime Sword Art Online, they should have just ended the first season after, spoiler alert, they escaped, because they already had like, what, four different seasons? Instead, it's one full season where they end up going into another
game.
MMO.
And it's a little confusing. And it I don't know, man. It's just
the other one's you're a fairy.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's like because it's funny enough. It kind of makes fun of games that take like the same engine or like they basically just clone another game with like a different skin. So it's like, oh, this is the exact same game, but like it's got fairies, and that's exactly what they did, right? Like, that's so they were exactly making they fun did. Of the fact that this guy, whoever created the elf one, took Sword Art Online, took the original game that they released, literally copied it, and just threw it elves instead, and there you go.
Elves and fucking wings and a flight system, and like it's better than
that same game that you were just playing. Yeah, so I think it was making fun of things like that, bro. And I don't know, man. It's just, goddamn show. I just couldn't get into it.
It's gonna lead into a full circle. Watch, because all MMOs feel like a fucking copy off of another one.
They all feel like a. If you really dig all the way down, they all kind of feel like a copy of like WoW, right? Like all the big one, you know, the big MMO RPG that everybody knows and everybody talks about, and they still a crap ton of people play, even with all the shit going on with Blizzard right now.
God, I forgot about that.
But there's still a lot of fucking people that play that game. Yeah, if you boil it down, they all kind of feel like, yeah, they're like a copy of that. But I like how each game has its own, like,
feel. They have their own flavor.
Yeah, I guess you know, it's like ice cream. It's all ice cream.
It's all ice cream, or if you're, or the you people on the East Coast who drink pop. You know, there's different.
It's all pop.
Or let's have some nice cold pops.
Oh.
But you know, Pepsi. We're not sponsored by Pepsi, but I'm gonna say it because Bryco's also drinking a Pepsi, and now I kind of want a Pepsi. Well, I want to just one Pepsi, but my mom wouldn't let me have a Pepsi.
Pepsi's pretty good. I'm a Coca-Cola fan myself, but you know what? I'm not gonna knock people who drink Pepsi. It's alright. I'm drinking one right now. I'm drinking one right now. It's alright.
Right? I don't like regular Pepsi or Coke, but I do like the cherry flavors of Pepsi or Coke. Why am I saying it so weird?
I think it's just that. Because you like sugar, and that has more sugar in it.
Oh my God, that sugar rush! If it doesn't taste like diabetes, I don't want it.
That's right, bro.
No offense to anybody who has that. I'm just saying, I'm gonna cause it to myself one day.
But I get it. There's times where I'm just like, no, I don't want like a diet version of soda. I want that sugar. Give me the sugary drink.
It keeps me awake.
It does.
At work.
Yeah. Nah, you know what keeps me awake at work? Monsters. I live off of energy drinks.
Monsters and coffee.
But I do actually the diet. I actually do the diet energy drinks.
You're going to need to because the sugar from the energy drinks will kill you.
Yeah, the sugar like from the actual energy drinks, the amount that I drink, if I didn't drink the diet versions, I'm fairly certain I'd probably have had a heart attack by now. Speaking of energy drinks to stay awake, one of these days, bro, we're gonna do like a super long stream. One of these days, I want to try to do that. And we're gonna be playing an MMORPG, something that we can actually have fun with for like the long haul. You know, there's all kinds of different new shit that wouldn't get boring, you know?
Probably blessed.
Yeah, Bless Unleashed is a good game so far, but not everybody thinks so.
No. Oh my God. So like, here's how we could also narrow it down. Also, because again, I know it's like I just said, it's like a copy of another one, but it is fun. It has its own little, like I said, flavor. The character classes are very limited, but it's not so bad. You know, it has the main core of character classes.
Yeah. I think we've kind of touched on the fact that it's an MMORPG, but just for anybody who's kind of confused and wants to know a little bit more, Fox, I'm going to go ahead and give him the little rundown, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
All right. So, Bless Unleashed is an open-world online game that can be enjoyed with your friends. Can be enjoyed. And countless others. Venture out to engage in intense combat while exploring vast regions and treacherous dungeons. It was released on August 6, 2021. Again, we've kind of touched on it's kind of a re-release. This one came out on Steam just recently. It was developed by Round 8 Studios and published by NeoWiz. So these are the same. NeoWiz, I believe, is the same publisher that published the last games or like the other versions of the game. And I think Round 8 Studios is actually the same studio as well. But I'd heard some things about them, like they just changed the name.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to see what else they also do, but I never heard of these games, so never mind.
Yeah, I heard that the developer actually, like, it was the same developer, but, like, they just changed the name of the company to make it seem like it was, like, a new developer.
Oh, okay. Hey, I mean, sometimes if it's broke, you fix it.
Yeah, sometimes, honestly, sometimes... Maybe if it's like, okay, we've released a decent game now, but we don't want that bad taste in everybody's mouth from this company name. We need to get away from that. And boom, you know, so like we're going to create a new developing company. It's the same team or whatever. I don't know if that's the case. Maybe they brought in new people, but like that's what I heard. And, you know, I read it on the internet, so it must be true.
It must be true. It's the internet. God bless it. Without it, we'll never have any kind of correct information.
Fox, what's your favorite part of the game so far? Honestly, playing with me, of course.
I'm not gonna lie, dude. I think actually because I'm able to play it with like a friend, it makes it easy. But this actually does feel like a game I could totally actually also solo. The learning curve isn't that tough at all.
It's not that tough, right? Yeah.
So I'm actually okay with something like that because there is MMOs that we played and I'm just like, oh shit, this wants specific combos that I could do that I'm not really good at doing. Depending on a certain game.
And which game you're talking about?
Oh, there's a lot, man. Like probably the most recent one, really. But I'm able to use my controller. Honestly, sometimes I like playing with a controller. I can lean back in my chair, play. I don't have to be hunched over my desk and, you know, keyboard that fucker. But best part is I have that option. And it's not that hard of a learning curve from keyboard to controller on this. I'm actually really happy about that. Hell, I'll even say Genshin Impact. I didn't like switching from controller to keyboard because that one felt different.
I didn't like switching from like phone to PC. That was weird. It didn't feel like bad, but it didn't feel good either.
Yeah, it wasn't like, oh man, I just can't do it. It makes me feel dirty to the part. It was just like, I don't want to do this. And then when you switch, you're just like, I just don't want to do this. I will say I kind of like better playing it on the computer than it was the like phone or mobile.
Right. Oh, and we're talking about Genshin Impact, right?
Yeah.
I agree, 100%. Playing on PC was way fun.
It was just way more fun. Now, if I played Blessed on console, I don't think I would like it on console that I do on PC, even though I'm using a console controller. I feel like it wouldn't have the same effect if I played that on console. But I know I'm leading this off. I feel like...
Yeah, you're definitely like...
I totally
gilding the lily or whatever the hell it's called, you know, just get to the point already.
Get to the point I like anime titties. They have anime titties. That's my favorite part. I should have just opened with that and then went on about shit that I like and then trail off.
They do have those. I wouldn't say in abundance. It's not like Blade and Soul. I mean, good God.
True.
If you have not like seen pictures and some of the gameplay footage of Blade and Soul, Fox, you need to, because that is anime titties, that is tickle bitties all day every day, and it's fun combat, but I mean it wasn't a game for me.
No, you said tickle bitties, but also another branch off. I now want to watch your favorite Martian.
Oh, really? Throwback.
That's a definitely throwback.
You're dating yourself there, buddy.
For sure, but I still fucking love that song.
Yeah.
Take old buddies. If I go back to that, yeah, that's... I guess really it's just that it wasn't a hard learning curve to play the game. It does actually feel fun. Storyline isn't very interesting, but who pays attention? Who fucking plays an MMO for the story?
Yeah, very few. Final Fantasy XIV was pretty much the only one that I paid attention to, and that was only because people were raving about how good it was. Normally, I would have probably just skipped through it, and I would have never known. But if I hadn't been told, like, oh, this is a really good storyline, I would have probably just skipped through it. Guild Wars 2, apparently, has a pretty good storyline as well. I've always just skipped it, though.
It's like Maple Story. They had a
great Oh, yeah, I have a great storyline. I skip every part of it. But yet, I've played it so much that I... Even though I've skipped most of it, like, I know what happens.
Right?
Like, when you skip the exact same cutscene about 30 times, you tend to catch different parts of it.
Like, hold on, I don't remember this.
Yeah.
Who's this villain?
Yeah. Who is this black mage person?
Right? It's like, I didn't see him when I started the game.
Yeah.
But what's your favorite?
My favorite part is, well, most of it feels like a traditional MMORPG, but my favorite part is the world bosses, in terms of the game. Now, obviously my favorite part is playing with you. It's fun. It's more fun to play a game, especially when you're learning a game. It's more fun to play with other people, especially friends. And you're on voice chat. Yeah, it makes the experience more fun. It just, you're sitting there talking shit, but at the same time, you're also like, oh, look at this. This is badass, you know? So it's like, you're appreciating and talking shit about, you know, things all at the same time. It's just a lot of fun.
Right.
So that's
sorry for my coughing.
No, you're okay. Now I'm coughing.
Right now you're doing it. We're hitting fall, everyone, so the season's changing, and my throat got scratchy as fuck.
It happens, bro. It happens to the best of us. I don't know. I think it's the world bosses. I like them a lot, and I think it's cool. Like, it's not like a world boss where you're like, oh, here's a giant monster, and then there's like, it's dead immediately. Like, me and you have both, like, when we're playing the game, and we, again, I will preface to say, like, we are probably only spent about 4 or 5 hours playing this game, so we're not that far in at all.
Well, this thing told me we logged in 26 hours, so.
Well, you did. I've only got 5 hours. For some reason, I think you logged on and like left it up.
Oh, you know what? It freaking keeps doing that too.
So, I don't know. Box is playing a lot more than I.
Even though I'm a lower level than you.
It's playing a lot more. Grinding on boars.
Just fucking like, see a little piglet, gotta kill it.
Yep.
But no, you're right though. The world bosses, yeah, they're not like instantly dead, like from everybody already attacking you and then you get no loot. Luckily, I mean, it hasn't been that chaotic in the servers that we played. There's always
It hasn't been crazy, but I do like the idea. Like, you see other players. You see other players playing the game and killing these world bosses, and it's not just like a bunch of high level players, you know, just instantly killing them super fast. It's a lot of low level players, so it's like all players around your level, give or take a couple levels, right? Like, you're all just sitting there bashing that shit, you know, trying to kill it before it resets because they all want that loot. And sometimes they drop some cool shit, like they drop uncommon items that are better than the items that you're gonna get from the quest. And I don't know, man. It's that I think is fun. To me, it's that doesn't happen very often in MMORPGs. All the other shit that happens in Bless is that's very common. The action combat is okay. It's not my favorite. But you know, that's my favorite part.
I think another favorite is everyone who's naming their characters.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus. That's one of my favorite parts of any MMORPG. It's just like looking at all the different character names. You can tell the trolls versus the people that actually like tried to get a cool name and failed.
Me.
You know, like, well, it's funny. We logged on and we got our names.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that was pretty cool. Like, I like the fact that we got on early enough that, like, we actually got our names that we wanted. I hate having to do that. That's like my worst thing. Like, I hate...
Worst thing where it's like, oh, like, example, if I went Fox69_smileyface mm-hmm. or XD3.
Or if you had to play... if you had to spell, like, Fox with, like, a zero or something.
With a zero, or just put an 8... ==... D, capital D.
Yeah, that too.
Damn, now I want to make a character, see if that works.
Just got Big Peen.
Big Peen.
I bet you could have
Dr. Von Horschlong.
Yep.
We meet again.
Jack Mehoff, you know.
Jack Mehoff.
Those are the best ones. Like, you know, come on, those are great. Don't get me wrong, those are fantastic names. And when you're just trying out a game, I love doing troll names. Like, when I'm just like, oh, I'm probably not gonna play this game for very long, and I'm just trying it out to check it out. Like, I love doing troll names. Like,
they're
that
fun.
I didn't know how I was gonna like Blessed, so I was like, oh, let me just use my other name. So
Deep 69.
Yeah. How did you know? That's always my name. Wells Deep 69 is like the best name ever.
Hey, way to go, ballsy. God damn it. I'm stuck with this character.
Yeah, that's what's the worst. Is like, you get stuck with it. Like, oh man.
Name yourself a shitty name. You name yourself.
And you're like looking up at the, like, you're like looking in the store, like, oh, how much is a name change? $25. All right, I'll be Balls Deep 69. I ain't spending $25.
You ain't taking that. Ooh, they got loot boxes.
Yeah. Right. Oh god, I hate the boxes. So that's my favorite part of the game so far, is the world bosses, though.
Yeah. The world bosses are dope. This has probably been my best experience with the world boss, and actually getting the loot this time.
Yeah.
Half the time. Or even fucking surviving it, because half the time I ever played a world boss, I was greatly under level, and it pops into a low-level area, and you can't defeat it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they definitely feel like they're supposed to be there.
It's level cap. That's what I like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and it will even tell you, like, oh, it's level 9, and let's say you're level 8, but it's a fucking powerful ass monster because it's still a world boss.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it has tons of health, and you can see it kind of chip away at it, but, like, you know, you're fighting it by yourself at first. Like, me and you started them once, and there was, like, nobody else around. Maybe one or two other people, but, and then all of a sudden, just hordes of people started showing up.
Just to help us out. And we all got the loot.
Yeah, and then you see it's chunking. And I like it. The loot's kind of random too, right? Like, so it's mm-hmm. like, sometimes you might wait around for the respawn, you know, of the world boss, because you're like, oh, I'm, this boss drops shoes I'm looking for, you know?
Right. You go for that grind, and then yeah. sometimes
And it gives you good EXP. Like, it's part of, like, the leveling. Like, you can actually kill world bosses and, like, don't feel like it's a waste of your time. You get some EXP for it. It's I don't know. They do world bosses well in this game, I think.
They did it really well. Now, I think the character customization is actually pretty good in this thing, too.
Character customization is pretty cool. I don't like the fact that the class restriction. I hated that certain classes are restricted by.
Yes.
By race. Like, that to me is like, this is 2021. Hey, don't assume my race.
don't assume my gender. Right?
Yeah, like,
or
this
my species.
Is, yeah, don't assume my species. You know, that is one thing I will say. If you're a fan of being able to, like, truly, truly customize, like, the whole experience in terms of class and what your character looks like, that's unfortunately not going to be the case here. At least as of yet.
as of yet. But granted, since this is a re-release,
probably not going to change.
I don't think it's ever going to change.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you get your human. He could be a knight or. Fuck, I forgot what else it could be.
Isn't it the class? Oh no, it's not the class you're playing, right? The guardian.
No, guardian, which is the knight one. So it's a guardian, which you could be a human or some kind of furry. I don't know what it is, but I'm just gonna call him furry because I turn him into like a fox kind of
thing. I think they're like freaking sock puppets. They remind me of like that Little Big Planet character. That's what they remind me of.
They run goofy as fuck.
They do. And I love them though.
You know what they run like? They run like Kingdom Hearts characters, you know? Because
they they like, do. I told you, it's like PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2 platforming running. That's what it looks like.
That shit's goofy.
Yeah.
They run like Goofy. That's the funny thing.
They run so bad.
It is great, though. Like, I really do like how the characters are. Even, like, your beginning mount. Like, we got, like, some kind of rainbow ostrich kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. And that's fun. Yeah, it's fun. The mount controls are weird. It's like it doesn't control the way you would think it would. Hard to steer.
It's like driving in Cyberpunk 2077. You know,
it's
like
hard to steer.
It's hard to steer. That's the best.
Very, very, very true. It's hard to steer.
But it's still fun. Half the time, if you also learn the teleportation, it makes it so much easier. Yes, using your gold, but you make so much out of this game, especially if you do grind. Because you'll find a pig that will just drop, 300 and something gold, some stringy meat, and then more gold. Literally in one kill, because that's what I kept getting with the pigs.
That's because it's all of the loot. It's not one kill. Oh, yeah. It's so you kill a bunch of pigs and then you loot one pig and then like it loots them all. Basically, it's like
is that what it's doing?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I just kept like
stacks.
Run, kill another and then run, kill another.
Stacks. Like, so I think that's pretty cool. Like, that's pretty interesting. Like, you don't have to like loot you don't have to loot every single kill, which is pretty cool.
Right. Yeah, I didn't realize that until I started using my area of effect attacks. Because I know that at first I was like, I just got to kill them all one at a time. I didn't realize I could actually do area of effect with some of my like shield bashing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty dope. And like, I made my character specifically really short. And like, the pigs are fucking taller than me. So I'd like jump really high in the air, in the sky, and fucking ram them with my shield.
Hey, yeah, it works.
Fucking. Like Captain America.
That's right. That's right. But I, you know, I think it's fair that, you know, you listeners don't get just our opinion. This game is so hit or miss for people. There's so much hate, and yet there's also people just trying to say, hey, guys, it's the game. Like, so like, I like how it's, you know, there's reasonable people, and then there's just people who hate every single part of it. Dude, let's read some, because I just want to start reading these.
Do we read the users' names or no? I feel like we might.
Let's not read the users' names, but let's just say this user, like, let's say how many hours they have. Like, this user has this many hours. And then like, let's read some. I'm not gonna read all of them, but let's read them and then we'll talk about it.
All right, gotcha.
Let's start with you. Do you have a good one?
I'm just gonna go start from the very top, because this person has 93 hours, so surprisingly good and fun game. Yes,
I agree.
That's it. It's better than the one underneath it. It's fun.
Oh, dude, this was my favorite. One of my favorites that I've read so far. 0.07 hours on record this person has said, I start the game and my webcam lights up. Why is my webcam acting? Well, I'm just playing a game. I looked around in the settings for a possible cause but couldn't find any way to turn it out. I don't like the smallest chance that someone is spying on me while I'm playing. Well, I'm here to burst your little bubble there, sir. If you have a webcam that's plugged into your computer, anybody can tap in at any fucking time. As long as they know what they're doing. As long as they're
a fucking Prancer.
That is like, real, real stuff right there, bro.
Yeah, I mean, like, fucking hackers can totally hack into your computer wireless, like, you know, remotely.
I think that has more to do with, you know, your security on your computer and less to do with, bless. But who knows?
Who knows? What do we know? You know, just don't go to, you know, 18 plus sites that you don't know the links to, you know.
Oh, like, I do. Oh, whoops. Oh. We're not supposed to do that? Are you sure? Because, you know, like...
Antivirus. This is like, Ryan, I mean, I know you keep replacing your PCs, but for the love of God, they don't grow on trees.
No, not with the shortage of graphics cards.
Right?
Oh, for anybody who's curious, my PC runs tops, and I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
It's good. I can play Blessed on maxed settings.
Maxed settings. Oh my God. So I just read this one right now by scrolling down. Used my credit card, it became a god. 10 out of 10. 1 hour.
There's no way he became a god in 1 hour. That's funny, hey, though. Man.
But he used his credit card. I'm pretty sure he did. Is this one of those pay-to-win games? I didn't even realize.
Oh, dude, this is a good one. Hold on. Because this makes no sense. It says... This user has 5 hours on record. He says, I've played my fair share of MMORPGs throughout the years. It matters a lot to me, the actual movement mechanics and battle mechanics. Here's a few things that bother me. First 10 hours of gameplay. Well, first of all, I know you're a liar. You can't sprint and jump at the same time. You can't sprint and dodge at the same time. You can't strike and attack while jumping in a projectile classes. You can't zoom out further to see what attacks you. Movement mechanics feel restricting. The clicking within the HUD I find extremely annoying. Did I mention you can't run and jump? Conclusion, movement fighting mechanics don't carry a flow to them like other games do. 20 to 50 hours of gameplay. Will update soon. You're a liar. You're a liar, sir. You're a
goddamn liar. One. What the fuck are you even playing? This isn't Call of Duty or fucking Fortnite. Like, goddamn, like, can't run and jump.
I don't know, man. Like, I do kind of understand, like, the whole, like, running and jumping thing in an action combat MMORPG, but I feel like the action combat is... I don't know.
I don't think this isn't even meant to be that hardcore.
It's not meant to be, like, a hardcore action combat. This feels like
an entry-level MMO. Because it's free.
It is free. But yeah. It definitely feels... Oh, I thought you were going to go entry-level action combat, because that's what I felt like.
Yeah, no,
it's
totally,
of got this, like, soft target system, like, similar to, like, Kingdom Hearts, where it's, like, where you can, like, lock on to a target, but you don't have to. And a lot, and like your attacks will hit that target that you're kind of like soft locked onto, and you're kind of always, you'll always like turn towards that target. I don't know. It feels like action combat for like somebody who's just like interested in action combat and was like wants to play around with it. Like that's what I felt like. It wasn't supposed to be this like, you know, Black Desert level, Terra level action combat.
New World, and I haven't even played it.
New World is, yeah, I can't wait to play that one though. That one's coming out soon, real soon. We're both buying that and playing that, right?
Yeah, I definitely, because that's what started this podcast.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna be playing New World. I know there's a lot of people that have already played it, and like there's people that already have like hundreds of, like not hundreds, but over 100 hours in like the beta and all that stuff. But we're you know, we're plebs, and we're waiting till the actual game comes out.
Right. God, I was just looking over that comment about the whole like first 10 hours of gameplay. Is like, motherfucker, you played 5.
Yeah, you are a liar. Bro, you got another one?
Let's see. Funny enough, this one actually says good enough to play to pass the time till New World. I agree.
Okay. This good one's shit. Hilarious. This one's funny. This user, this great user here, has 195 hours. 195 hours of on record for this game. In my opinion, not as bad as the rep it's given. But give it a try and decide for yourself. I would recommend. And I think that's pretty fair.
That is actually, it's pretty good.
It's fucking free, dude. Like,
yeah.
As much... I used my credit card and became a god. I just saw that one. That one's beautiful. I love it. I want to find one that says that talks about it being like super pay to win.
Well, I found this one, 118 hours, 118.8 hours in the last 2 weeks. An average MMO with heavy pay to win. But there are some things I quite like. Best part is the combat. Very similar to Monster Hunter combat. Very different from all the MMOs. With the slow but satisfying hits while dodge rolling out of the enemy's hits. So that's a positive part on that, but this is also a negative review. Worst part is the UI. Well, I can actually agree. I don't really like the HUD. But
yeah, the HUD's...
Yeah, it's honestly, I kind of hate navigating through it. Not like, oh my god, this is
like it's the worst, player. But yeah. I get it.
It's like, let's let the HUD in contact with the PC version, and it's an unintuitive mess. Okay,
unintuitive.
Well, yeah, that took me a minute. After 15 hours of play, still fumbling into the menus. Okay, I do that with every MMO, so mm-hmm. I can't say I agree with this guy. But I mess with the menus all the time in every MMO I ever played. But this guy gave it a somewhat not so bad review, but he gave it a negative comment.
Yeah, he was like a would not recommend guy.
Yeah, it's a not recommended, but, you know, he's... with a heavy pay to win, I guess. Are you paying to win with the mounts?
I don't know. So I'm gonna read two comments if you don't mind.
Go
just because they talk about it. So this person has 29.9 hours, says after level 30 you need to pay real money to avoid PvP. Says I'd rather wait for New World released on the 28th of September. Yeah, me and you both, buddy. Never played a game where you pay real money per hour to have no PvP. So he says that, or that person says that. But then there's this other person I just saw, hold on, that has 133.5 hours. It says, despite all the bad reviews, I've given this a go. I tried the beta also. 90 plus hours in, I'm still having a blast. Forced PvP isn't a reality yet. I'm at level 32 and I've yet to see forced PvP, as one bad reviewer mentioned, and that the bad reviewer was the one I just read. So I'm starting to think that, like, I would probably, when I look at reviews personally, like especially Steam reviews, they don't matter that much, but
they don't know.
If you have more hours, like you've played this game a lot more, I will probably take your opinion, even if it's a negative one, more seriously, you know what I mean, than somebody who's not played it as long.
Or who says that they played it longer and proof is
in the pudding. Oh, or the proof is in the pudding when they're like 10 hours in. Right. Motherfucker. You've played it for 5 hours, basically about our time. And
right. And within that time that we played it, I thought it was actually pretty good. Not the best, but pretty good. There's this one person actually a little above where you're reading. The 46 hours is like, I gave it a good chance. It just became a boring, repetitive, the grind. That's my favorite shit to do. I love grinding. And the game shops currencies, but that's just one sentence.
I don't think this person understands grammar.
Right? If Candy Crush put a load inside Skyrim and then used WoW as an oven, this game would have been heart out of 9 months later. Okay, you know, honestly, he's just trying to talk trash and not in a good way.
It says just, yeah.
Yeah, spend your time investing in a game that'll be worth it in the end. skip this. So you put about 50 hours into the game.
That's not too bad.
And so like he has a right to say wrong opinions like everybody else is.
Mm-hmm.
He got bored. That's it. He got bored because he said it was boring and repetitive. Well, that's what happens when you play a game more than you expect, and then you get bored of it.
Yeah, I would say that that's pretty common. Well, we talked about that in the MMORPGs episode. Like, MMORPGs want you to play every day. Like, yeah, they're not in the business of, like, losing money. And as much as I hate it, I hate dailies. Like, I hate, you know, MMORPGs that make it feel like you should log in every day to do your dailies or whatever, or else you're not progressing. But that's what they do. So, like, you need to kind of either A, sign on for that and be okay with that and do that every day, or B, also okay with just not doing it every day and just progressing at your own pace, like, and being okay with not progressing as fast as you possibly can. Like, there's really only two options there, or I guess the third is just don't play any MMORPG, because I promise you all these people are saying that, like, you know, that they're thinking that New World, like, just play this until New World comes out, that they're thinking like New World is gonna be like the best thing in the fucking universe and sliced bread. Like, I can promise you that New World will have some of the same problems that every MMORPG has.
Like, I can promise nothing is better than sliced bread.
Toasted with the right butter on it.
Oh, some fucking cinnamon sugar, though.
Ooh, oh, my sweet baby Jesus. That sounds good. You know what sounds really good? Cinnamon Toast Crunch. When was the last time you had a bowl? You know what I'm saying? When was the last time you had a bowl?
Actually,
I would love some Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
March this year. I as an adult, and I just realized, oh shit, I have money.
I'm buying this.
Seriously, I was at the store the other day. I was like, you know what? I haven't had Captain Crunch. And I was walking by, and I was like, I want some fucking Captain Crunch. I'll grab some peanut butter crunch, because I remember as a kid, I used to eat that a lot, too. I was like, I don't remember if it tastes as good. I bought it. That shit was amazing. I'm an adult. I could actually buy these things, and you no like one tells me.
You like the peanut butter crunch? I like the Reese's Puffs. Oh, my.
So here's what I used to do right as a kid. I made Reese's Puffs before Reese's Puffs. I used to buy Cocoa Puffs and the Captain Crunch peanut butter crunch and just mix that together. I would make my own Reese's, and then Reese's Puffs came out. That's my favorite cereal. I'll agree with Reese's you on that. Puffs, that's my favorite one. Reese's Puffs.
Mm. It's like candy. It's candy in a bowl.
Yeah. Good. So it's good shit.
But so is Cinnamon Toast Crunch, though. I like how Cinnamon Toast Crunch is like, it's a... Here's the funny thing about Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's a race against the clock with that cereal. It's like mini wheats. It's like, if you don't eat it fast enough, it's gonna turn into a horrible pasty mess. And that's exactly the same thing with Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Fruity Pebbles.
Mm-hmm.
Fruity Pebbles does that.
Gotta
too.
Eat that shit quick.
This is now a cereal episode. We're just gonna dive into whatever happened to Cookie Crisp.
Oh my God, what happened to Cookie Crisp? And what's up with Trix, bro? Those things used to be shaped like little fucking, you know, like, what? Are Trix really only for kids? Like,
they're only for kids, so they make it more fun that way. But when you're an adult, they're just round little balls. All right? Just saying. This is going to blow your mind. If you had the mind of a child again, boom, you'll start seeing those shapes.
No, that was, like, real in the bowl. And I was like, it was blowing my mind. I was like, and then I heard somebody say, like, no, Trix has always been that way. I'm like, shut your lying whore mouth.
Because once you hit that adult age, boom. Oh, yeah, it's always been like this. Yeah, yeah. It's like,
No, it hasn't.
Uh-huh. Exactly. I found the key. See if you catch this fucking rabbit. And beat his ass. He'll tell you his secret.
Trix are for kids. What happened to Cookie Crispy, though? Like Cookie Crispy. I don't know. I had it. You know, it felt like it didn't taste like cookies and milk. I promise you.
Oh, God, no. It tasted so much different. And I'm so sorry, everyone, because this now is a cereal episode.
That's okay.
Just for the fact, I saw a meme about this is like people are baking little tiny chocolate chip cookies and putting them in bowls of milk, and it shows the wolf from Cookie Crisp just like, am I a fucking joke to you?
Yes, because those gray ass cookies those were for nobody. Those were for nobody. What were those?
They look like dog food. It looks right? Like dog treats.
They did not.
It doesn't help that it's like a wolf, dog, coyote, furry. It's just like it's these gray little pucks with like little black dots.
Yes. Really?
Didn't taste like chocolate chip.
I'm kind of going a little far. Maybe they weren't super gray, but they were pretty fucked. They weren't like dark brown. Like, I don't remember them being dark. They were pretty gray.
It didn't taste fresh out the oven.
No.
But I can't say it too. It was just freaking, Kix. Kix was always good for, like, being a what I would classify as a baby cereal. Kix just always tastes
good. You know, in terms of Kix, like, I thought Kix was okay. But, you know, I'd mess up a bowl of Corn Pops.
Oh, dude, but you know what? In the summer, I bought myself a box. I was like, whatever happened to Corn Pops? My grandma used to have Corn Pops, and she would used to give me honeycomb cereal. I bought those.
Honeycomb Big?
I had nostalgia like nobody's business, man.
Honeycomb Big?
Amazing. Honeycomb, like, freaking, like, those giant freaking honeycomb.
Yeah.
It was good. Just saying. Now, what is the ultimate cereal, because it has multiple flavors?
Ooh.
You got Cheerios. You got plain Cheerio, Honey Nut Cheerio, Honey Apple Cinnamon Cheerio, Frosted Cheerio. You got Mixed Berry Cheerio. You got the
Cheerios. Oh, they got the yogurt.
The yogurt one. Cheerios blew up the world with many different flavors, and that nobody ever talks about.
because there's two or three that are good, and like every other flavor is like for the one person at the store that's buying that shit.
I bought all of them because of the fact I was like, what do you taste like? It's like, oh, you were gross. But there's this one that actually had like honey granola. I was like, I like you, you're healthy, that's amazing.
You're not, but they're not healthy.
Frosted Cheerios, you're disgusting. I'm gonna eat the whole box.
Oh my goodness. I guess what we're trying to say is, don't judge a game by its box of cereal.
By its box of cereal. Bags don't matter.
Thank you for
getting wrecked with us.
No shit. Oh god. Guys, I got nothing else on Blessed. I'm calling it Blessed from now on. Nothing left on it. I want to play it some more. Fox, me and you're gonna have to jump on and play it some more. And maybe we will see all these negative things. And most likely we will, if we even get that far.
But hey, if we do, don't worry. New world is around the corner.
That's gonna be the best thing ever. Based on what the beta has been like, it looks pretty good. But there's still problems I see with it, and you know, I'm not gonna sit there and just kind of harp on them right now. But there's a lot of cool things to like about New World. There's a lot of cool things to like about Bless Unleashed. And again, fuck it, bro. Like, it's free. It's free on Steam.
Like, have fun with it, guys.
Yeah.
You know,
go fucking play it. Like, make a class, play the goddamn game. And if you like it, cool. Continue to play it. If you don't, no harm, no foul. Like, it literally will take you a couple hours to download based on your internet speed. And that's it.
And if you don't like it, hey, good thing is there's multiple other games out there.
Tons of free games. And again, and if you're just like one of those guys just gonna hate on fucking everything, I'm sorry,
you should have been hugged more as a child.
Okay. yeah and but don't worry, buddy, New World's gonna fix all your problems.
Gonna fix all your problems according to these other guys, take their word.
I'm not sit
5 hours
5 hours 10 hours in. Motherfucker. Max. Oh, dude, too. Yeah. I don't know. It says I want to read one more. One more. It's not recommended, but I want to read one more.
Okay.
All right. It says decent gameplay and fun to fill some time here and there. Max level is blocked by a paywall, so be prepared to pay for premium access. With the current maintenance schedule, if you are CST or EST, I would suggest playing on weekends only. Also, the game is not 100% pay to win. However, it is leaned very heavily towards it. A lot of players will argue this point, but they are neglecting the fact that they have a 7-day free premium access, which is not 100% premium access, by the way. So, with that being said, this guy has 107 hours, or this person has 107 hours on record. That's a lot. It's a lot of games. You know? It's quite literally, like, it's a lot. Like, not very many people that are not recommending this game have that many hours in the game. And I just wanted to read that because, like, I think that kind of hits the nail on the head. While this person wouldn't recommend it, they're saying some true stuff that they've noticed in the game.
Yeah, that.
And it doesn't sound like they're just hating on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like, it sounds like a legit, like, I wouldn't recommend this game, but I've played 107 hours of it, and by that time, like, fuck, dude, if you got 107 hours of time out of a free-to-play game, like, consider that a win.
That is, like... Hey, like, I'll take his advice from that. You know, like, hey, you're giving me some real shit to work with here. Yeah. Again, we never hit that cap yet. Like, oh, yeah, man, we gotta do
this. And if we do, and we have to pay some money, if I like the game, I'm also one of those people, if I like a game enough, I don't care about paying.
Yeah, like at that point, it's like, man, this gave me such a great free trial. This is a game I could pay and play. Example, Final Fantasy 14. People pay that one, and that's a subscription base.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that was a game that I couldn't keep getting myself into. I know it's a great game, I just couldn't keep getting myself into it. Granted, I didn't pay the subscription for 3 months. It was just taking it out of my card, and I was like, I'll come back to it. And then I was like, oh, I should have just canceled that.
Right.
But again, that was a great game.
It is a great game for people who like enjoy it. I think it's probably, arguably, the best MMORPG on the market right now. But I don't like the combat. Like, I think its classes are fantastic. I think they've got crazy amount of classes. They've got, like, a crazy amount of character customization options and all these different races that you can play as. That's super cool, bro. But, like, combat. To me, combat is important. To me, the way it feels when I'm playing a game is very important.
It is.
I don't like it. I don't like the combat. I've played it. I got to a character. Back when the max level was 60, I got a character to 60, I think. Yeah. And I don't know. I didn't reach end game. You know what I mean? I got to, like, the max level or whatever in that class. But, like, I don't know. I could take or leave that game. I'm good.
Yeah. Now, Blessed.
Blessed. We see? We'll see.
We'll see.
That's the best thing.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I have. Racco, anything else?
Nah, I got nothing, buddy. Guys, if you've made it this point in the podcast, well, thank you.
Thank you. This one was a wild one.
You're truly one of the special people in this world. Thank you so much for listening. I can't guarantee how frequent our podcast will be from now on, but I'm happy for anybody that comes along and enjoys this wild ride with us as we shit talk about cereal, talk about video games. Anyway, thanks so much for listening, and good night.
Okay, we love you. Bye bye. Are you still here? Thank you.